Hello.
Hello. Is Joan Scott there?
Speaking.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. So I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk openly and safely on your phone?
Where I can what?
Are you in a place where you can talk safely on your phone?
Yeah, I'm safe. It's my home.
Thank you very much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American, or black?
African-American.
Thank you very much. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress?
I vote in every election. I don't miss an election. I vote.
So between definitely vote and probably vote, which one?
Yeah, I vote.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely. I vote
Thank
all
you very
time.
Much. What is your age?
Oh, I'm 48.
Thank you very much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10. Where's the
I'm not understanding what you're saying.
Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections.
Well, it depends on who's running. It depends on who's running.
So this time, on a scale from 0 to 10, you can tell me how motivated you are. Where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means
no,
that you
I'm
are
motivated, but I'm not going to tell you because I'm not, I don't know exactly who I'm going to vote for right now.
So on a scale from 0 to 10, how motivated would you say you are?
How many what?
On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote that year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. How motivated are you to vote in 2024?
I'm 98% going to vote.
And from the scale of, from 0 to 10?
0 to 10. 10.
Thank you. And now, some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to your personal identity?
It depends on what the person is representing.
Yeah. So for you, is it very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not
very
at all
important? Very important.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat right now. I was thinking about changing here a while back, but I'm a Democrat now.
So would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat. I've been voting Democrat ever since I was old enough to vote.
Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
What? I'm confused on the question yet.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in.
I'm thinking about the direction we are headed in.
Yes. So generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the
country... I'm satisfied right now, but I'm going to vote.
Now, when you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? Is it the Republicans in Congress, the COVID pandemic, the Federal Reserve raising interest rates, big business and corporate price engaging in greed?
I don't know who it is. I just know I'm going to vote. Let me put it like that.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 about how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focused on. You stand.
I've got to go. My daughter's here. I'm going to have to cut you out.
At what time can we call you back?
Yeah, but it'll be late tonight.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time. Have a wonderful day. Damn. Mm-hmm.